Today's special guest is Sean Moody of Moody Blues Consulting. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bosh. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to stop by. So let's just dig right in. And like I always say, let's make it do what it do until it do what it do.
I like
right?
it. Yeah, absolutely.
About you, okay? What influenced you to start your business?
Yeah, well, former bank executive. I worked for a major bank for about 9 years. And back in 2013, I was a casualty of the bank downsizing. But, you know, for a long time, I've been very, very passionate about financial literacy. And obviously, I had a lot of, access and exposure to working with clients that had credit issues. And so I saw an opportunity to really not only serve, you know, the community, but also the industry I came from, banking, because the reality is there's a lot of miscommunication and a lot of misconceptions around how credit works. And
absolutely,
there's a lack of awareness overall around the availability of, legitimate resources to help people that may have gone through some sort of life event where their credit takes a hit. There's no awareness out there that there's resources out there to help these people. So
let me ask you this then. Why would I want this service and how would it benefit me?
So first of all, the service, we consider ourselves, consumer advocates. So our goal is to help people, whether it's repair their credit, improve their credit, establish, or even maximize, right? Because the reality is in this country, regardless of whether you agree with it or not, credit plays an important role in this country. And if you've got great credit, typically you have, access to more opportunities and you can, basically live the life that you want to live on your terms. If you have bad credit or poor credit, severely limited opportunities. And it can be very, very difficult to navigate and do certain things, whether it's as simple as opening getting a cell phone or even getting car insurance.
Or an apartment, or buying a house.
Yeah,
everything.
Buying a car.
You know, right before the interview, I stated something to you, and you kind of liked the little phrase I coined. And I said, you don't need to have a lot of money to get good credit, but you have to have good credit to get a lot of money.
I'm going to actually take that. I like that.
I would
definitely
Steve
agree.
Steve gave me that phrase. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people don't realize that. People think, oh, I don't have a lot of money. No. That's the wrong conception. You don't have to have a lot of money to get good credit. All right. But if you want to have access to a lot of money to change your life, you have to have good credit. So leads me into this. Sean, my score is 520. All right, I'm in this out on this island, and I want to get a house. Mm-hmm. That would be my life dream, to get a home, and just really, fulfill what they call the American dream. So I'm at 520, and I know the banks are telling me you need to be at 680, 700 before we'll even look at you. All mm-hmm. right, how do I get from 520 to 680? What type of instructions would I have to follow to get there, and how long would it take me? Because I know there's a lot of listeners are going to want to hear this,
Yeah, so
especially the nurse and the aide person who works at the hospital, all right, who doesn't make a lot of money but mm-hmm. wants that American dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what I would tell you is there's no real shortcut. Even though I'm in the business of helping people, repair their credit. So if someone's at a 520, I think the first step is knowing exactly where you are and why you are where you are. So, as an example, there's a lot of resources out there right now. An example, Credit Karma, Experian.com. You can get a free credit report. So, first and foremost, you have to know what is driving that score. And there's basically five factors that go into a FICO score.
Speak. I'm listening.
All right. So, the biggest factor is your payment history. So, if you have an account that's open, there's only three types of account that report to a credit bureau. That's either going to be a mortgage, it's going to be a credit card, or it's going to be an installment loan, which could be like a student loan.
Which ruins so many people. I know they've been ruined.
Trillions of dollars.
Because of, yeah, student loans.
$1.3 trillion, I think, mm-hmm. or $1.4.
Mm-hmm.
And or even an auto loan. So those are the only three types of credit that will report to the bureaus. Okay, so unfortunately, a debit card is not going to help your credit score. It can help you budget, but it's not going to, a debit card is not going to report to the credit bureaus, meaning it's not going, so simply using your debit card is not going to help your credit score.
So what's my next step then to get them to start looking at me seriously at 520?
Well, you have to, you know, credit's one of those things, whether you agree with it or not, you have to use it to really get the benefits of it. Now, certainly you have to use it responsibly, right? Mm-hmm. So a couple of simple facts.
Meaning, Sakisha, don't go buy the $250 boots to go out for New Year's Eve.
Sakisha should not do that.
Okay,
no,
gotcha.
Not a good idea.
All right, go ahead.
And I know we're in the holiday season, so I think this is a, you know, a timely discussion.
Okay.
So one, if you have, let's say you have a credit card, this person with a 520, two things. One, you want to make sure you pay on time all the time, okay? That's a very, very simple tip. So your payment history actually drives 35% of your FICO score. So the wow. biggest factor. Second of all, you want to keep your balances low. And while most banks tell you you should not have a balance of more than 30% of your credit limit. So let's say you have a credit card with a $1,000 credit limit. That means that you don't want to have more than $300 at any given time as an outstanding balance. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that the sweet spot is actually 10%. So for every $1,000 worth of available credit you have on your credit card,
wow.
yep, you don't want to have more than $100 as a balance. So for everyone that's, you know, doing their Christmas shopping or holiday shopping, not a good idea to max out your credit cards. You want to keep in mind that you want to keep your balances low. So you don't want to create balances on your credit card. You don't want to put balances on your credit card that, let's say, you can't pay today in cash. So if you're going to spend $1,000 on your credit card, you better have $1,000 of cash saved up.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. See, because I'm looking at where my credit score is, and I'll be honest. My score is so low. When I went to the bank, it was so low. The banker actually got wind chill. You know, he got cold. It was so low. It was like 32 degrees. He was like, do you feel the draft in here? Mm-hmm. He says, no. Actually, it's your credit score, Mr. Posh. It's so low. I'm getting the cold.
We got to heat him up. We got to heat him up with a good score, right?
That's right. I said, I'm going to come back. I'm going to heat up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the 6-7s when I do come back. But anyway, along with individuals, do you help out businesses?
I do. I do.
Because that's very important. If your business has good credit, you can, it brings you to the next level, you know.
It does, and you know, for, especially for, you know, newer entrepreneurs or anyone in business for less than 2 years, it's very important to establish credit, but it all starts with your personal credit. You know, the only way you can eventually establish business credit, assuming that you have a business, obviously, is to have good personal credit. That'll give you a good head start. So that's where it starts.
So you personally, starting your own business, because I know so many of us have these dreams about being our own boss, you know, starting a business, being an entrepreneur. What type of financial challenges did you face getting financing, getting started, you know, hitting the ground running, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. So when I first started, after you know, I left the bank, I knew that I wanted to start my own business, and you know, I did have some money saved, but I ended up taking $20,000 out of my my retirement, and I invested it in this franchise, a credit repair franchise called Prime National, and because I wanted to have a company where I could assist people with credit concerns, and so for me, luckily, I was able to save in my retirement fund, and I had that, and I invested that. And then as I started to get my name out there and really work the business, working with, you know, different banks, because being that I was a former banker, I did have the relationships. And that gave me the opportunity to work with many of their customers who are looking to purchase a home primarily where the credit got in the way, right? So the credit wasn't the 500s or the, you know, the low 600s. And so, you know, as I was building the business, the money that I made in the business, I would have to reinvest back into the business.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, let me move on. But I want to say this to our listeners. This segment and this brother is so deep, we got to get him back because there's so much knowledge that I just can't cover it all in one show. My next question is, let's talk about those data breaches and how that affected so many people. You know, people don't realize, you know, the harm that did to people's credit, you know, those companies.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the data breaches, that's not something that's going to go away. It's really the new norm, unfortunately. So I'm sure you heard of the Equifax data breach, where over 150 million people, you know, you're talking about Social Security numbers, date of birth, addresses. You know, this is personal information that could be used, you know, to hurt consumers like you and me, you know, by people that have bad intentions. Also, most recently, Uber was found to have had a, you know, a data breach of over 51 million people over a year ago. And unfortunately, they tried to conceal it.
And it's like these guys are masters of deceit. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you anything until they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
That's right.
Then all of a sudden, oh, wow, geez, I'm sorry. You know, we made a mistake, you know. So with that, then, give me some general tips around the holidays, because seems like I know myself and other people probably can attest to this. I'm getting bombarded with credit criminal. That's another story, guys. Delete that criminal charge. That's enough. That's me in another life. You don't need to know about that.
I can't help you with that, bro.
Right. All right. Yeah. I'm getting bombarded with credit cards. That's what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Please speak to that. All right.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So definitely we're in the holiday season. Before I touch on that, Bosch, you did mention the data breaches. What I would tell everyone is, first of all, know where you are. So you want to be very vigilant to monitor your credit, monitor your accounts, because being that these data breaches happen, and they will continue to happen, by the way, you want to make sure, and by the way, people that have bad intentions can hold on to this information for years, right? And so you want to make sure you know where you are. So monitor your credit, whether it's you're going to go to Credit Karma, or a lot of the banks, depending on your banking relationship, they give you access to your credit file or at least your credit score. You definitely want to monitor it and take steps to be very vigilant that way. To your question about the holidays, so yes, yeah, so you're getting a lot of credit card offers. What I would tell people and your listeners is you only apply for credit when you need it. That's a general rule of thumb. Okay, so when you go into these department stores now in the holiday season, whether it's Macy's or Target, they're trying to get you to open new credit cards. Would you like to save 10% or 50%, gotcha, whatever it is?
Uh-huh.
Not a good idea to just do that, to save that 10% or 15%, because even though it may seem, you know, in the short term, you can save some money. Long term, if you apply for too much credit in a short period of time, it's going to hurt your credit score.
Okay, great.
All right,
great.
So you don't want to...
Gotta ask you this question, unless the wife will get upset. Family, tell me a little bit about that.
Who's So live right here in the 518 in Albany, and I have a beautiful wife, Connie, and I've got...
shout out to Connie.
Thank you. Hello, Connie, and I've got two daughters and a young son who just turned 2 in July.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me up at night, keeps me young.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's my family. We live right here in Albany, and we've been here now since 06.
Real quick, how many employees, or do you have any additional employees?
I've got 2 associates that work with me right now.
Okay, 2 associates.
Yep.
Full-time or part-time?
Part-time.
Business, is it local, regional, or, you know?
So my office is located in Colony.
Mm-hmm.
However, we service the entire country.
Great. Where do you see yourself at in 3 years?
In 3, you just hit me with all these questions. Mm-hmm. In 3 years, I have a plan.
We're bad around here, man. You got to be on your P's and Q's. Bring your A game.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have a very aggressive plan to scale the business. Because, mm-hmm, again, I want to make sure that we expand our reach outside of just the 518, the entire country. But we're looking for
great
5 million in revenue in the next 3 years.
How do people get a hold to Sean Moody of Moody Blues Consultant?
They can call 518-245-9411, and they can also go to moodybluesconsulting.com. So it's MoodyBlues, as in zebra, consulting.com, and you can reach us there as well.
There you go, folks. You got it. Listen to this man. Follow his instructions, and he will change your life financially. All right? And I'll end by saying, don't hear about being a difference. Be about being a difference. That's it.